Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello and welcome to Foul Monkeys. I'm Waylon.
And this is James LeRoy.
And today is Wednesday, February
13th,
2013.
And you're listening to episode 471.
Welcome, welcome. This is another episode, sans Ricky, because he is... Where is he, Bradley?
He's in the Amazon right now. He's doing some research on some chimpanzees and some orangutans.
And venereal diseases on how they're transmitted through...
Between primates.
Primates, yeah.
He's doing firsthand in the field work, as in he's in his own field. If he was a woman, he'd be DJ diddling with another monkey. Speaking of...
Oh my goodness, what?
So I'm taking a cultural anthropology class. And, oh, I can pull it up on my...
Is Nebraska involved? Because it's been a long time since you've dropped that.
No, because Nebraska doesn't have any monkeys. However...
No, there are no monkeys in Nebraska?
Well, not those kind of monkeys.
In a zoo?
Not those kind of monkeys. Well, maybe in a zoo, but that doesn't count. Anyway, so there's this, if I can find it, there's this portion in their book in their cultural anthropology class talking about how primates interact with each other. And we were reading through, and I just realized by reading that female primates, I don't know why it's not, okay, so I'm going to give up on that.
Oh, sorry. My God, you are totally Ricky.
Female primates.
You follow through. You don't let theater the mind. They can't see that things fucked up for you. You move on.
You're extending it. Anyway, female primates, when they are... consoling each other, like if they fought for some reason, mm-hmm. and they're basically saying I'm sorry or let's forget about this and move on, they rub their genitals together like hardcore, and there was a picture of it in my fucking book. It's so weird. And then if there's two
some,
males
there are some people that I that we that there probably needs to be some makeup for, because you know in our friend circle there's some not so
fuck
great tension.
I don't know about genital
but
rubbing.
I'm telling
I don't
you,
want to deal with genital rubbing between our friends.
I don't think genital rubbing would help that situation at all.
And just as a
because they've been rubbed before, and I
pretty
think that's
much
part of the problem.
yes.
So happy
keep
Valentine's
your, keep
Day.
Keep your parts to yourselves.
Happy
to
Valentine's
add on,
Day.
Hold on, before we say that, to add on to that, when males fight with each other, it's the woman in the group that actually brings it back together. So she'll basically start pruning or mm-hmm. whatever it is mm-hmm. To
cleaning,
one male, cleaning,
yeah.
picking the bugs and all that shit. And then if the male, she'll get up and start walking to the other male. If that male doesn't come with her, she fucking drags him along and then basically starts pruning the other male while he prunes her, and then she leaves, and then they'll prune each other and whatnot.
Okay, so first of all, I'm sounding like, oh no, I think all of our female listeners would agree that they just have to, like, you know, grab their husbands by the cock or boyfriends and pull them over to
yeah.
the rough situation and end it. But then it turned into kind of like a straight/gay-for-pay porn.
How the fuck did that turn into gay-for-pay?
Well, because I'm just thinking that, you know, she pulls him over... And then once they start, like, you know, making up, right before they rub their genitals together, she walks away and just leaves the two
no.
of them to rub their genitals together.
What?
I'm telling you, Donna Sugars, and you should get that song ready, is going to call in and agree with me, Donna Sugars, agree with me that that is totally the basis for a porn. I like to
move it, move. Sorry, that was not.
So, yeah. No, it totally is. But anyway, this is the Valentine's Love is in the Air episode.
I don't have that clip, sorry.
I know, but that's I sang it anyway.
I ran out of wine.
Oh. Sorry, as I was checking and taking the enchiladas out, you should have made us a cocktail.
Or I was actually setting up the next episode. But to move on, we have... I'm trying to think. We do have a few Facebook comments on... Ricky and VD.
Oh, that's right. Because when asking for things to talk about, I believe I asked our listeners that if Ricky were a venereal disease, what would it be called?
Yes. And Kathy Bacon actually says, I don't know, but I want a double dose of Ricky.
Oh, 2 tons of fun.
2 tons of fun. And then, excuse me, Chad.
Again, way to go, Ricky.
You couldn't hear it, I swear.
I heard it.
Remember, we are quite loud in comparison to what's being recorded.
Kyle in Hawaii will let us know if he heard your Ricky burp.
Yeah. No, if he heard my Ricky burp, it would be all up in the mic. Chad says something about how he would guess that Ricky's VD discharge would be an orange in color. Since he's a ginger.
So we got gonorrhea, his green discharge, but then the mysterious Ricky VD is an orange.
Yes.
That would be kind of scary if all of a sudden your penis or your vagina starts leaking orange.
I would be worried. Yeah.
Which orifice, Bradley, do you think that the discharge comes from? Because it is a Ricky VD. So
your ear?
I don't know. It's you know, is it a standard that it comes out of the genital, or you know, is the anus kind of coated in a ginger-colored discharge?
I don't know.
Does it come from the nose? Like, where do you think it comes from?
I think it really comes from his mouth. Like, it's just, it's, that's where it's created. That's the source of this huge orange epidemic VD.
So if he had an orange discharge of VD that came from his mouth, how do you get rid of it? You know how, like, when you have herpes, there's medicine, but you really can't get rid of herpes because it is actually affects so down deep in the epidermis that you actually have to cut out all that skin in order to get rid of it? Ugh. It's more of just, you know, you really are just managing the outbreak at that point, whereas there are other STDs, you know, that are viral, which that you can actually get rid of through medicine and all that. What about this Ricky VD, this orange discharge? Because I don't disagree. I think it might be orange. But what is the treatment? What is the treatment for Ricky?
I don't know.
Do we call it the Ricks?
The Ricks. That's the nickname, you know.
The big ginge.
Oh, I got the herp. What you got? Oh, I got the Ricks.
What is the Latin phrase? The ginger rictoris.
The ginger rictoris. Yeah. Ricky, you missed another episode of goodness.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I guess treatment, obviously, would be orally.
Ooh, I think he'd like that.
Yeah.
I think he'd like that.
I'm sure he would.
And actually, I think the only treatment for the Ricky discharge would obviously, the Ricks.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of. Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ricks.
Yeah, putting on the Ricks. Putting off the Ricks.
I think it would actually have to only be treated by the ejaculate of Latinos from South America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not Mexico?
Because that's too easy. Because he probably got it. through his love affair with, you know, his unsatiable need to be pleased by the Mexican culture and its people. But I think it could only be cured by their distant Latino cousins in, say, Chile.
Yeah, that, I guess, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. So, did you know scabies is a VD?
Yes. And actually, a lot of people, you know who gets scabies the most?
Who?
High school Ricky? Wrestlers. You can get scabies from sitting on a toilet. You can get scabies from tricking up with someone. And the fact that why wrestlers get it, it has to do with like that sweat.
And the fact that they're all up in each other's crotches.
And the mats don't get washed. And bullies and wrestlers generally don't have the best hygiene.
Well, speaking of, did you know that they're taking wrestling out of the Olympics? Have you seen that?
No. Is that one of the removing so they can add something?
Yes. I forget. There's something ridiculous.
Rugby is coming back.
It is.
Which,
and I can't
why
wait.
Why is wrestling moving? Is it because it's not popular or because they find it unsafe? I mean, it's like the fucking original Greek Olympic.
It's one of these. Yeah, I don't know why. I haven't seen gone into detail about it, but all I've seen are my gay friends talking about how fair is it the wrestling's leaving. I mean, come on. I want to see two guys rubbing up against each other.
No, because what we need to watch, though, if they're going to take that away, that's fine. But could you please add Turkish oil wrestling? Because that's what we need to watch.
Damn.
Fuck the Olympic wrestling. Granted, a guy in a singlet wrestling with another guy in a singlet is kind of hot. But have you all seen the pictures of the Turkish oil wrestling?
Or experienced it?
One of the moves is putting your hands down the front of their pants to get a grip.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so hot.
And then you jerk them off, and the winner is the last person to get off.
So, hey, are we doing anything special for Valentine's Day?
We getting our hair did.
We're getting our hair did. That's it.
Hi, girl.
No, we're not actually celebrating Valentine's Day, nor normally do we, because our anniversary is actually February 2nd.
I'm so happy you remember.
I always remember that. Mm-hmm. It's Groundhog's Day, and my...
It's also my grandma's birthday.
It's also Sarah Mummy's birthday.
Oh, shit!
Which is the girl that should have born my children compared
to my mom. The girl
that
I almost impregnated on our back couch.
It almost happened. Those pictures, when I look about it and that experience, I'm like, I am a little...
I felt the same way. It was
I think there's a threesome about ready to happen.
It was so weird. It was
she
like...
would have let us both DP'd. We could have been... Donna Sugars could have lived vicariously through us.
Oh, I can't. I don't understand what that's like. There you go.
You are so ready. That's about as worse as the time thing.
You mean it's like 12 minutes?
Yeah, we're not doing anything. Except though, no. I think now in memory of wrestling, we may need to go find some singlets and wrestle. Or as they say in my part of the world, wrassle.
Wrassle. We're going to leave that into your imaginations. So.
Do we have any other comments on Facebook about the VD thing, or is that about it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
No, that's really, honestly, that's about it. We do have other comments. I know that a few episodes back, we talked about Sonic going crazy and getting open. We have a ton, like tons of people talking about Sonic.
Is it tons or is it just tons of tweets from DeAndre?
Well, DeAndre is all up on Twitter, which I love. But, and I'm loving the fact that he is hashtagging the episode.
Because he listens.
Yes.
And we ask for that.
Yes. So if you are listening to an episode, we ask you because we record two episodes on one night a week. And we put those episodes out, space them out appropriately. So sometimes when we talk about something, it happened like 2-3 Wednesdays ago. And you talk about it on Twitter and we're like, what the hell? It's going to help us out if you hashtag the episode number. So as DeAndre does, he has hashtagged some good episode numbers.
And RC did tweet that he kind of read us that we live in Chicago and we're excited about a Sonic. And I understand where you're coming from because we have.
I'll quote you before you continue. He says, you live in Chicago and you're excited about a Sonic. Okay. Drinks and shakes are good, but Sonic equals hashtag Sonic shits, hashtag Sonic boom.
Okay, so first of all, I've never had the Sonic boom. That is fucking White Castle all the way with sliders.
Yes.
100%.
That's a Chicago thing.
But it's not a Chicago thing. That's all over.
Well.
I grew up with it.
Whatever. I didn't.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a Chicago
thing. Nebraska.
We got the runzas.
Doesn't have.
Literally.
We get the runs.
The runzas.
Which RC liked that photo for some reason just yesterday, I think.
What, a Runza?
One of the Runza pictures I posted on Facebook.
Oh, I didn't know you posted a Runza photo.
Yeah. It was when we went back a couple Christmases ago.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, yes, Chicago. Amazing food. You could take a food holiday in Chicago. Like, we could do nothing else but eat and still not really experience all the goodness that we have.
They have a restaurant week. Here.
Every,
a week.
Girl. Every
like
big
every
city
month.
Does. This is, no, they don't every month. Every big city has a restaurant week.
Whatever.
please.
Whatever.
I like how you try
this
to make
restaurant week.
Chicago is so amazing. We have a restaurant week. So does Indianapolis.
Rude. Rude.
Anyway, the difference is that in Chicago, we don't really have necessarily a lot of fast food in a lot of different places. Like, you find them in the suburbs or, like, off of...
No Arby's.
You know, you just don't find a lot of that, like, you know, the chain restaurants.
Not a lot of Burger King.
I mean, you get Subways on some corners and things like that, but especially...
I think Subway and McDonald's are, like, the two biggest ones here.
If you find one, they're far and few between in the actual neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, going to be downtown, near an interstate... Or near one of the red line stops.
Yeah.
But they don't have drive-thrus except for like the McDonald's. Yeah. So like, you know, there are no real, hey, I got a parking lot, come stop. So the fact that in our ghetto cusp, we're getting kind of a drive-in type place that does legitimately, their food isn't always fantastic.
No,
but I
don't
love
go for
their
food.
Tater tots and those limeades and those few special things that they do well. You really don't get other places.
It's true. And DeAndre, I guess, experienced it for the first time. He says, I've never been to Sonic. I might try it today. And then another tweet says, oh my God, that lemon berry slush is so good. And then he says, the lemon berry slush is everything. My taste buds are doing backflips and somersaults. And then he says, yes, it was my first time at Sonic. Food was good as well.
No, and I think, you know, and DeAndre, I'm glad that we were able to get you to try something new in your area.
Yes.
No, so yeah, so it's not like the biggest deal in the world. You know, I think it's more exciting that Stephanie, is it Izzard of Girl and the Goat, opened up Little Goat.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is much more exciting. But that's also not my neighborhood. And they don't have happy hour limeade specials.
No, they don't.
And it's on your way home. You're from school to home.
However,
until you start your big boy school.
Hold on, it's not opening until possibly summertime.
Which means you'll be at the big boy school, and then I'll lose out because then you'll always have my car.
I probably won't.
Yes, you will, because you know why? Because I can't deal with you getting home at 8 o'clock every night. Because you know I'm gonna have to cook you dinner, and I won't wait that long to eat. So then I'll give you my car to make sure you get home earlier, so I can spend more time with you. Because you know it's Valentine's Day now, and I'm all emotional, and I love you, and we're getting married in 2014. And so of course you're gonna take my car because you're a schoolboy, so you can't afford your own car, and I have a car and I work from home, so why don't you take it?
Well, if you insist. All right, I guess I'll take my car.
So anyway, on a completely different side note, while Bradley gets what our next comments are, because he's already ready, I know. Pride 48, it's never too early to talk about it. Never too early to talk about it.
We have our room.
We do have our room, because if you... are interested in Pride 48, you need to be a Facebook friend of the Pride 48 group.
And Joey will approve you.
Please go in and become...
if you're cute.
Bullshit. Don't even start that.
He doesn't...
Don't even start
that. He doesn't take
that.
Your beauty into account.
No. He waits for that if he actually talks to you in person.
He let people like Ricky in. He let people like Ricky in.
No. Well, whatever. They're both podcast royalty. They both do no wrong. Anyway,
okay.
Go to the you find out great information on that Facebook page and the website. For instance, Joey found a great special with Excalibur where things are, but they are currently working on what the group rate is and the code. Start planning now. The dates are out there. It has been decided on when it is. It does appear that we are going to be 100% in the Excalibur Hotel this year. Except on Sunday, there will be a big gay pool party, I think, over at the Luxor, because they talked about it last year, and it sounds like that they were able to move the Luxor LGBT kind of party-ish whatever to extend it to our weekend as well, so that it's basically a big old gay time between those two hotels, which is fantastic. And like we talked about before with those people who talked to us about who run like the Luxor and the LGBT thing for the MGM properties. You know, it was very nice. It's very nice.
Absolutely.
Because they are the first and the ones who really do cater to our community. But please come. RC, a listener, had a great time last year. He's already coming this year. There are other listeners to our show who listen to other people who go. Some people in Canada, other podcasters obviously come as well. But it's a great time not only to actually have a time to meet us, but you will get introduced to other podcasts to listen to. You know, there are too many to listen to them all. But when you meet the people in person, it does give you that kind of extra special oomph to listen to a few more, or you kind of figure out who you might want to listen to over another just from the experience that you had, which, you know, I don't know if it's the sad state of it all, but, you know, when you have lots of choices, when you have that personal connection, it's easier to find that commitment to listening to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say that after the past, I mean, I didn't necessarily get this on the first one because it was my first time in Vegas, and so I kind of...
I mean,
everyone kind of bent to the fact that it was my first time, so we strayed away from the group a bit. But the second time,
But we also were new to podcasting.
True.
It was we didn't understand the community and all that came into it. Yeah.
So the second time, now that we were more connected with everybody, it literally feels like a summer camp.
Oh,
God, it feels like almost in a way where when we come in, we're all these camp counselors, and then we have our campers, and it's like we have all these people, and we're organizing, and we're doing little fun activities. We went and saw some shows with the acrobats. What is that called?
Cirque
du Soleil.
Zumanity.
Yeah. We went and saw last year. It just is so much fun, and it's so nice to be involved in a group like that. That when you go, everyone is so excited, and it literally, that's the best way to describe it. It's literally like camp.
No, it's so diverse too, and the people, and it was amazing how there were more people, more diverse people, and there was no real drama.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
there's
it's
obviously
so crazy there, wasn't
there are
any
obviously
drama at
people
all.
Who maybe not enjoy someone as much as the other people, but it doesn't get in the way of anything.
Right.
Anything. And as in this is the Valentine's Day episode, which is all about love, and this is, and we love Pride 48, which is what the thing that apparently Ricky and Bradley both love to make fun of me about.
I don't make fun of you. I actually really quite love the fact that you say I love playing this game, or I love going to this show, or whatever.
Apparently I love a lot. I love lots. I got lots
Whelan
of love to give.
Whelan is all about the love.
I got lots of love to give. So, do we have any other anything else on the docket that we've missed from the last couple of shows that we're trying to catch up? Since this is kind of really a great time to catch up on all that.
No, I mean, we still have there's been a lot.
Do we have
any
phone calls for once?
No.
No phone calls.
We didn't talk about a lot of the Sonic stuff, though.
Well, we don't need to talk about every tweet that comes in, please.
So somebody talked about mozzarella sticks. Somebody talked about somebody on Route 44. Somebody talked about the chicken sandwich and the Texas toast and cherry limeade. And somebody talked about cherry limeade and the water, ocean water. And somebody talked about mozzarella sticks and strawberry cream.
Literally, we don't need to talk about.
It literally looks like everyone talked about the fucking cherry limeade.
It's because it's what they're good for. It's what they're known for.
True.
So Bradley, if you were in a pre-existing classified venereal disease,
I don't know.
What would you be?
I didn't have time to look this up. I was trying to find something that was kind of funny.
I think that you are
more
syphilis. Because if you were a VD superhero, you would totally be sissy syphilis.
Sissy syphilis.
Completely.
So, I just looked this up. Oh my God, that syphilis is all over his back. That's so gross. It's a bacteria. And not a fungi. I would rather be a fungi.
So you're scabies.
I don't know. Was scabies a fungi?
I'm pretty sure.
No, I would be a yeast infection. Candiditis.
Oh, so you're a yeast infection, like from when you masturbate with a sock.
It's candidiasis. And the picture of it is an oral yeast infection where her tongue is all covered in that nasty shit that it looks like you don't brush your teeth. Or your tongue. It looks like it's covered, like you put flour on your tongue.
No, I think your disease would definitely be the canker sore, because if you say that word, you're now gonna get one for this weekend.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Because that I'm no, not canker sore. What is it? It's the
cold sore.
Cold sores.
I'm cold sores.
Oh, you and your mom.
Me, mom. My mom and I, when we get stressed out, we get the cold sores. We have what is it the herp?
Yes, it is.
There's a type. There's
herpes
a certain type.
Two,
or something.
Type two. Herpes B. I don't know.
We
don't have a lawyer with us here today.
Yeah, we don't.
So
and I'm learning about this. So I don't know yet.
Because you're not a nurse yet. You're not a real nurse. Yet. You're not at the real school yet.
Not yet.
So I hope everyone has
a shoot 'em up corral school.
I hope everyone has a wonderful Valentine's Day. We have lots of love to give. I hope you're giving love either to your significant others, and if
or
you are
dog.
Single, to your dog, to your friends,
to your mom and dad.
Personally, don't go get some this weekend just because Valentine's Day and you're feeling a little lonely,
nostalgic.
That's not what you need to do. No. Love yourself and love the people around you.
There was one of those Summy cards that I saw that made me laugh so hard. It was talking about they're like, don't be sad on Valentine's Day, you know? Just remember that every other day, nobody loves you.
You didn't think that was funny? No, it's funny. But I was also looking on the Wikipedia for those 1940s posters that I found.
Yeah.
So the first one that I absolutely love is she may look clean.
Are you looking at her syphilis? Oh, no, that's STDs.
STDs.
Because I'm looking at that right now.
She may look clean, but...
Pickups, and the butt is the
good time
big,
girls, like, prostitutes, spread syphilis and gonorrhea. You can't beat the axis if you get VD.
VD can be cured, but there's no medicine for regret.
That was my other one. That was like, you have the stoic, sad-looking sailor looking off in the distance. VD can be cured, but there's no medicine for...
regret.
Or Ricky.
Oh, Ricky.
No, so yeah, so love yourself, because how in the hell are you going to love someone else?
RuPaul. Can I get an amen?
Amen. No, but really, you know, it's easy for us to say because we're madly, deeply Chicka Cherry Cola. But, yeah, I think this is a great time just to eat some dark chocolate because it's better than milk. I don't care what y'all say.
Like Joe and Dallas. Eat it, Joe.
Oh. That's sexy lacist.
Joe is totally dark chocolate.
Is he?
He's darker than me, so yes.
Well, you're not chocolate, bitch.
Yeah, I know. I'm white chocolate.
No, there is... I still think white chocolate's more Ricky because he's a little more ghetto than you.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait, that's lacist in itself because I just connected the two. Man.
Way to go. However, I will say we did get an email... basically wishing us a good Valentine's Day from Chobani. They basically says share a bite with your Valentine. Love at first bite. Happy Valentine's Day. Basically they gave us two coupons for a $1 off bite 4-pack.
Why are you sharing this with our listeners?
Because it's Valentine's Day and Chobani loves us.
Oh, I know one thing I was going to talk about. Speaking about love, I do love some of my friends that I never ever ever get to see. And they do need to take a trip, but every year, and we are totally gonna,
I like turtles.
Oh, shit. I don't want to call them.
You like turtles?
I like turtles.
Not those friends.
Oh. Hi, David and Jason.
I have. Oh, my God. You don't let me talk or what?
No.
I do have some friends in Columbus, Ohio, who every year decide that it's a fantastic idea, which I would agree. That since I'm not there and not with them, that they decide to drunk dial me.
Oh, my God.
So the one friend whose birthday it was, when I wished him happy birthday on Facebook, because I wish happy birthdays. If you have a Facebook on Facebook and open, and we are Facebook friends, you will get a happy birthday from me.
And if you have your birthday,
it literally is the one.
Known.
Yes, it is literally the one thing. That I...
Because you didn't wish my brother a birthday.
That's
because
it wasn't
because
public.
Because it wasn't publicly known.
I literally stress about not doing it. So if I go out of town, I'm going to be away from my computer or phone. I will do the entire weekend up front. So anyway, he said, are we going to drunk dial you? And I'm like, well, it is a fading tradition. And they're like, oh, no, we're going to do this. So here is a drunk dial that I got. I think it's hilarious if you can actually understand it.
Should we do the phone call song? Since this
is
our phone.
Ring a ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call.
And
I'm
actually,
so glad that
we didn't.
Friends dialed.
Waylon did.
Yeah, I know.
Happy my birthday. And happy birthday to Steve and not to you. We're drunk and eating breakfast.
I'm in
bed. Really? I'm
just sad. I'm in rings. I'm not drunk.
And cook pie.
Ew, no.
And 49 beers.
Oh, 4,900 beers.
Yes. And he was supposed to be the DD.
I'm the DD.
He's the drunk driver. Okay. So, love you, Way.
Happy engagement.
Yes. And hope that the winter is not treating you too badly, that you don't have, like, herpes or something.
Ew, also have a baby.
So, ooh, I love that you're having a baby, Way. Now, I'm going to post that on Facebook.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on your pregnancy.
I think that they think that we're actually getting a baby sooner than later because we've been all on the fun part
wagon.
Of trying to figure out baby names. But no, so yeah. I love...
Well, there's also the fact that like we've had two really close encounters of the baby kind.
Yes. Yes, we have. I love...
Babies.
But I love drunk dials from friends you never get to see.
If you're drunk...
Which means you all need to drunk dial the Foul Monkey's phone number. And why is RC the only person who is graffitiing need a big dick?
Yeah.
And then call... The number, which Bradley is looking
I'm
up
totally,
because neither of us have it memorized.
No.
Please call us. Drunk dial us.
Yeah.
Put us on a... If you're not going to put you need a big dick in our phone number...
Like need a friend tonight or...
Put our number in your phone and like your speed dial for when you're drunk.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. I wish there was an app that says I'm drunk, call this number. But our number is 206-984-3685. So please call us, write that number. Again, that's 206-984-3685. Write it up all on a bathroom stall saying, I need a big dick. Or
if I have anything to say, it is not going on our voicemail.
No.
Though I
we do
it,
need to change our
I
voicemail
it,
to just say, hey, thanks for calling. Leave me a message.
I
get
make
back
it,
to you soon.
I still think I may get outvoted for it, but I am not a big fan.
I don't. I think it's hilarious, but I don't think I would do it in practice to say, you're the big dick.
Oh, it's funny that Ricky's not here, that you're on my side. But when Ricky comes, you're all like, yeah, why is this such a big deal? Oh, I need a big dick. Spring break. Ah, titties. Rob Spriga. Yeah.
No, that's not how it goes.
Oh, yes, it is, bitch.
Whatever.
So anyway.
Give us a call. Again, it's 206-984-3685.
Oh, you need to do a special Valentine's greeting to our number one fan in California.
Hey.
Melissa Melinda.
Hey, Melissa Melinda Miranda. Happy Valentine's Day. Sit on my face.
So fucking creepy.
I hope I made you wet.
Ha ha. Huzzah.
Oh my God, I love it.
Are we done?
Yeah, let's. Yeah.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I hope you guys were all safe. And
I hope that you had a good day and that you are happy, even
aww.
If you have to love a dog.
But not in the ass.
No. In the mouth is fine.
So this is Waylon.
This is James LaRoy.
Thanks for listening to Foul Monkeys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LaRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.